You're at the top of Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Kol Amariv Atzmo Bishnei Ravon Nitzol Mimisa Meshuna. Whoever is Mitzayer himself during with the tzibur when there's a time of famine, years of famine, he is saved from Misa Meshuna. Misa Meshuna is if one dies not, you know, on his bed, you know, through, as we're going to see, what Rashi explains, with, you know, it's not with the Malach HaMavis normal way, but rather with through starvation or sword or something like that. So he gets saved from that. Shnei Amar, as it says, this is Eliphaz HaTemani speaking to Iyov, and he said the following, Berav Padcha Mimavis. So the Gemara asks, what does it mean, Berav Padcha Mimavis? It should have really said that Mirav, and during the time of Rav, Mibayale. In other words, it should have said, Berav Padcha Mirav. In the time of Rav, when there's a famine, you'll be redeemed from the famine. What is this, why does it say from death? Elahachi Kamar, this is what it means. Bishar Shemariv Atzmo Bishnei Ravon. In the schar, the person Marivas, again, because caused himself suffering during the years of famine, he's nitzol mimisa meshuna. He gets saved from a mimisa meshuna. In other words, the pasuk should be understood, berav, in a time, by mitzaring himself, right, that's the berav, then he is padcha mimavet, and he's going to be redeeming himself from a death of a mavet, that's a mimisa meshuna. Okay, Rashi it says mimisa meshuna meis becher berav through the sword or starvation. V'chol misa she'ena bidei malach hamavis k'derech kol adam al midaso, as a normal death on his bed. V'schar shemitzar atzmo k'shisrael besar. If he's mitzar when everybody else is, then he gets saved from that. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amarei shlakish asur l'adam l'shamish mitaso b'shnei ravon. That's if a person have relations during the time of a famine. In other words, once again, so he should be mitzar with the tzibur. Shnei Amar, as it says, during the years of plenty in Mitzrayim, it says, Yosef yulad shnei banim. Yosef fathered two sons. Beterem tavo shnasar harav. As the Dafka makes the point of telling us, this was before the years of famine came, because during the years of famine, it would be asur to have relations. Tana chasuchei banim. However, those that are chasuchei lashon chaser, those that are missing kids, in other words, they don't have children, and they haven't been mekayim misapuravu mishamshim mitoseim af b'shnei ravon. They are allowed to have relations even during the time of famine or to mekayim the mitzvah. Rashi asur l'shamish mitoseim b'shnei ravon. The tzarich adam linhog tzar b'tzmo. Has to act with tzar with himself. Chasuchei banim is chasiri banim. He's lacking children. The garsina b'menachos, l'gabi the menorah, that this is in the time of Shlomo Melech, it says, umi chasichei kulihai, lashon of chaser. Shelo kaimu piri v'rivya. And meaning, what's the meaning chasuchei banim? Is those have mikhaim piri v'rivya. It's a mashma, Dafka Rashi pointed out, piri v'rivya, mashma, that even if he has a kid, but he doesn't have a boy and a girl yet, he can still have relations. I'm sorry? Right. No, yeah, no, but there it just talks about how he said he had relations. It's just telling us that he had relations during the time of Sova. So it points out that that's also true. They say they had a girl with each boy, they had a girl. It's not mentioned in the Torah, but they had a girl with they had like a twin, so that way else.
All the years that they were in the Mitzrayim of Tsar, that was obviously a mitzvah that the women were rewarded for using the mirrors to continue, but the time of Tsar, that was a terrible Tsar, so why were they allowed to have relations?
Why were they?
During the opposite of Mitzrayim.
Right.
The women were rewarded for enticing their husbands and so forth, but that was a time of terrible Tsar for Am Yisrael, so why were they...
Because that was
that's not for me.
What?
It's not for us.
Right. No, because I don't know if it's dafka, it has to be dafka rav. It's a, the Gemara talks about it.
Also, it was a long term thing. They couldn't have been in place. They knew they were going to be in for that long. You know, how could they, you know, 210 years?
Right, could be. Okay. Amarish Lakish. Where did that?
Tanu. And you know, from on top, also we have Mishamish Mikasa Bishnek.
Rabbi Yocheved, Nolda Ben Chomos, also 8 was Rav Haya. Okay, and Shimush Betatot, and Bishne Rabbi. And Yishlamar, the Kuliyama Lohavi Asr Elamisha Rotzel in Hogatzmo, the Hasidus. Okay, it doesn't exactly answer. Right. Okay, but then still doesn't answer your question 100%, because why didn't they act with Mudach Hasemi? Is they praise that they... So you still have to add a little bit to answer your question. But.
Miriam said that Pharaoh's killing only the boys, and you killing both boys and the girls.
That was the zero to kill everybody. So then they're gonna, if there's probably gonna kill everybody, so then they're not gonna have any killed children, so that's definitely a reason to have children.
People are dying in a row, and you can say the same
thing. Whatever. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan. Mizman Yisrael Shurim Bitsar, Pirish Echad Mehem. The time when there's a tsar and one of them is perish from the tsar of the Rabbim, and he's not mitzar himself with them. Abayin shnei malchei asharis shemalavin lo la'adam, and so two angels come along with them on the right and the left. Umanichin lo yadeihem al rosho, and they put their hands on his head. Vomrim ploni zeh shepirish at minatzibur, and he wasn't mitzar, you know, didn't join in with them. Al yira minachamas tzibur, he's not going to see the consolation of the tzibur. Tanya Idach, Bismanch at Sibir Shari Bitsar, Al Yomar Adam, Elechle Vesive, Ochel Veshtev, Veshalm Aleich Navshi. Time when it's the Sibir is Bitsar, a person shouldn't say, I'm going to go home and I'm going to eat and I'm going to drink and everything will be okay. Vimo Sekain, Alamakazuva Meir, Vines Asun Vesimcha, Harog Abakar Veshachot Son, Achol Basar Veshaso Yain, Achol Veshaso Kimachar Namus. And this is after Kadosh Baruch Hu warned them about the korban. So then the Navi was telling them, giving them Musar and saying, you know, here being warned about the korban, you guys are just eating and drinking and saying, let's just enjoy machar namud. Okay, we're gonna die tomorrow, but let's have a good time in the meantime. Maxi Basri, what is it? After that, Vinigle Bosnei Hashem, Tzvakos, Imichu Paravan Azel, Lachem Atzmutun, that you're not going to be forgiven for this. Adkan Mido Beinanis. So this is people that are not so bad. Why? Because at least they are motor, they realize that they're going to die, they're at least afraid of death. It's just that the problem is that they're saying, let's have a good time in before we die. But at least they're fearing the death. Aval Midas Rishayim, Maxi, what does it say? It says, Asayu Echa Yain, come, let's take wine, V'nizbas Sheikhar, V'yakazeh Yom Machar. In other words, they're not even worried about Machar. They're saying, let's continue even tomorrow. They're not even worried about the dying. Maxi Basrei, what does it say after this? Tzadik Avad Ve'ein Ish Samalev, the Tzadik dies, and they don't pay attention, realize why the Tzadik died. As the pasuk continues, kimitnei harav nesaf atzadik, that the reason why, that we'll see a couple of pshatim Rashi, but why the tzadik died is so he shouldn't see the terrible things going on. So the Hashem takes them out of the world, so he shouldn't have to suffer to see what's going on. So the people are not paying attention, and hey, the tzadik died, and they should say, wait, why did he die? Oh, Hashem took him out because we're doing such terrible things. No, they're not taking the message. Ella Yitzar Adami Matzibur, again a person who mitzar himself with a tzibur, Shekain Matzinu Moshe Rabbeinu, Shetzir Atzmo with the tzibur, Imatzibur, Shenei Mars. It says, Videi Moshe Kvedim Biku Evin Meisimu Tachtav VeYeshev Elav. So in the time of the Melcham of Amalek, it says Moshe's hands were heavy, and they put rocks underneath him. He sat on it, v'yeshavala, on the stone. So the Gemara asks, v'chi lo hayal l'moshe kar echad o keses echad, l'yeshavala, we didn't have a mattress or a pillow or something to sit on. He has to, why did he sit on a rock? So the Gemara answers, alakach amar Moshe, hoyel v'Yisrael, shurim b'tzar, afaniya yevimahem b'tzar. Since that Klal Yisrael is in tzar, I want to be in tzar with them. So he sat on a rock. Whoever is mitzar mitzibur, they will see the consolation of the tzibur. Okay, let's see from Rashi. Shnei malachei asharis milavin lo la'adam. Echad mimino v'echad mismolo, one on the right on the left. Dechsiv, as it says, ki malachav yitzavalach. Hine sason v'simcha harog v'shaso v'shachot son nachol basar v'shaso yain, etc. Himachar namus v'nigle v'oznei Hashem tzmachos imichu barmon ozer lechem atmusun. Zu midot beinanis. Why is the midot beinanis only? She'arin minanis. At least they're scared of the death. Because this Levit says, sibahu kimachar namus. Esayu echa yain v'nis b'sheichar v'yakaze yom machar gadol yoter me'od. It's even greater. A tzaddik avad ve'ein ish samalev mipnei mahu mei. They're not paying attention why he died. Mipnei harav nesav tzaddik. Because of the bad, that's why the tzaddik's dying. Mipnei shalo yitzayir ahu berav. So he berav. So he shouldn't have to suffer the bad. You know, he should have to watch what's going on. The gears to here to really take out the vav. Achar shi gzera milfanav. After it's gzera in front of Hashem that he has to bring this bad thing, the ra, and so the tzaddik shouldn't have to see it. There's another idea, lishnachrina, ki mipnei hara nesaf hatzadik, mipnei ra'os shel elu hu nesaf, she'ina kodesh baruch hu ratzah shivakai shel aleyem rachamim. Another reason why Hashem might take the tzaddik out of the world is because these people are so bad, they don't deserve to have the tzaddik around to daven for them. So Hashem takes them out of the world, so they have to makes it worse for them. Back to the Gemara. V'shema yomar adam, a person might say, I'm going to eat and drink in my house at least. And therefore, excuse me. So I'll eat and drink in my house, so then who me may be? And who's going to see? Well, I'll do it in the privacy of my own home. Person should not say this. Why? Because avnei beiso shel adam, of course, beiso shel adam me'idim lo, that the stones of his house, the beams of his house, they're going to testify against him. Shneamar, he even mikir tizak. V'chafis is a half a brick that they put between two rows of wood. Me'etzi anena is going to say over what this person is doing. The ve'er Rabbi Shilo amrei shnei malchei asharis hamalavim laladam heimidi malav. As we said before, the two angels are with a person, they're going to testify against him. Shneemar ki malach av yitzavalach. And Rav Chitka amar, minishmatzo shel adam hi me'id alav. It's the neshama of a person is going to me'id against him, his own neshama. Shneemar, mishocheves chekecha, that's referring to a person's neshama, right, that's lying in his inside him. Shamor pischei picha, that's good. A person should be careful what he says. And because neshama is going to testify if he's not careful, not from speaking lashon hara, whatever. Yeshamim evarav shel adam yidimam. Some say his limbs are going to made against him. Shneamar, as it says, that the Kosh Baruch Hu said, "Atem, you yourselves, in other words, your limbs, adenu are going to be the witnesses." Nu Hashem, says Hashem. Okay, Rashi. Chapis is a chetzi levena. We said half a brick. Regilim la teta to put it ben shtei nibecheitim or two rows of wood. Haki garzinen evrav shel adam hein miidim bo shneimar. As it says, v'tem edai l'shon rabim numashen. Ma dichsiv. Okay, next part. Okay, back to the Gemara. It says in Shiras Hazinu kelem unavein avel. So what does that mean? Kelem una, the Shem is a God of truth, meaning his din is emes. U'kashem shenifreim min harishayim l'olam haba, afilu al avera kala shosim. It's just like Hashem punishes the rishayim in the next world, even for a tiny avera that they do, even the tiny one. So kach nifreim min ha tzadikim b'olam hazeh al avera kala shosim. So he's not mevatar even for the tzaddikim, except he gives them the benefit of punishing them here in this world, so they can enjoy a pure olam haba. Ve'ein avel, Hashem is like a ne'eman to pay sechar, as we're going to see. Kashem shemashalmim sechar le'tzaddikim olam haba, just like Hashem pays sechar for the tzaddikim, afilu al mitzvah kalash osim, even on every little mitzvah, kach mishalmim sechar le'rashayim b'olam hazeh, afilu al mitzvah kalash osim. So too Hashem gives the rishayim sechar also. Even every little thing they do, they get schar. The only difference, again, is that they get it in this world, and so they'll suffer in the next world. As it says, tzadik v'yashar hu. Hashem is tzadik and yashar. In other words, he's tzadik, that he pays the averis for the tzadikim in this world, so they can have a clean olam haba. And he's yashar, that he pays the b'yosher, the tzchuyas of the rishayim in this world, in order that they should not have the olam haba. When a person passes on, kol ma'asav are nifratin lefanav. All his actions are shown or listed in front of him. From rimlo kach v'kach asisa b'makom ploni b'yom ploni. You did this and this thing in this place at this time. V'hu omer, and he says, yes, it's true. V'om rimlo chasom, sign on it. Shenemar b'yad kol adam yachtom. Not only that, El Shematzik Alav Esadin, and he certifies it that yes, I accept. Yes, I did this. Omer Lehem Yafed Dantuni, as you judge me well. The Chayem Ashen Emar Laman Titzdak Vidvarecha. That a person's Matzik Alav Esadin, he agrees of what the din that was put on him, so what they when they show him what his Maisim were. Okay, Rashi. My dixiv kelim anavei navel kashem shemal shen mechulei kach meshalim l'rishayim ba'olam hazeh. So too, he pays the rishayim in this world kadei l'tardan min ha'olam haba, so they will not enjoy the next world, as it says meshalim l'sanav al panav la'avido. They enjoy, they get the reward here in this world, so they will not have the next world. Ve'inavel she'ino said din below din emes v'tzedek. Tzadik v'yashar, matzik hadin al tzadikim lifroa mehem, ve'oseh tova, he says the din with tzadikim to punish them, and he does the tova v'yashar sima reshaim lifroa kol zchutam, to give them all their reward here, b'olam hazeh, and again, kedei l'tordam, so they won't get in the next world. V'yad kol adam yaktom, kosev ma'iseh kol adam, it's all written down, u'machtim yad lo kol masam, he signs everything. So he agrees everything what was shown him. Okay, back to the Gemara. Amar Shmuel, kol yoshev b'tainis nikra chote. Whoever sits in a fast, in other words, whoever fasts is called a chote. In other words, Tosa says, doesn't mean, I mean, there is a, he did, accepting on himself the, making a neder to fast, whatever, it's a mitzvah, he's mekayim a mitzvah. But there's still an element, in other words, Tosus learns, of chet there. Okay, so Shmuel held, Savar ki aitane, he holds like the following tanya, the sanya, Rabbi Elazar kapar, but Rabbi Omer, mal talmud lomar, what does it say when it's referring to the korban who brings, the nazir brings his korban after, if he became tamei, says, v'chiper alav mi'asher chata ala nefesh. And he has a kapara because he was chatal a nefesh. Sounds like he killed somebody. So Gemara says, "V'chi ve'ezeh nefesh chatazeh." Who did he kill that he has a kapara and he was chote on a nefesh? That like he killed this guy. He didn't kill anybody. So Ella, what's the pasuk coming to teach us? Tzir atzmo mina yain, that he's called a chote because he held himself back from wine. V'lo dvarim kal v'chomer. Umazel, this the nazir, shetir atzmo mina yain, that he only held himself back from the wine. V'halod varim kavachomer. He's called a choter. Hametzar atzmo mikol davar davar. Somebody who holds himself back from all kinds of things. In other words, he's sitting betainis, not just holding himself back from one thing, but from a lot of things. Al chas kama v'kama, that he's called a choter. Rabbi Lazar Omer, that's Shmuel. However, Rabbi Lazar Omer, he says the opposite. Somebody who sits in tainis is not called a chote. He's called a nikra kadosh. He's considered a holy person because his sins are getting erased through his fasting. Shnei Mars, it says by the Nazir also kadosh yeh. The nazir is a kadosh. God lo peres har rosho. So now we can learn from the from this that someone who sits in a fast is the opposite, is a kadosh. How? Mazeh, this nazir shalotzir etzmo elamidavar echad. He's only mitzar himself from one thing, he's already called a kadosh, nikra kadosh. He's only from wine, and he's called a kadosh. Shomitzar etzmo mikoldavar, if he's holds himself back from a lot of things, halachas kama v'kama shenikra, that he's called a kadosh. So the Gemara then asked, l'shmuel, according to Shmuel, why is he called a chote? We see over here he's called a kadosh. So the Gemara says he would answer, "Ahu, that's which he's called a kadosh. That's not called that he's a kadosh because you know he's holding himself back, but rather it's talking about a gidol pera, as it says in the kais, as in fact the pasuk says that it's a kadosh yeh." Gadol pera sar rosho. So now with the kodesh not going on him per se, but rather his hair. That his hair is kadosh, some say, from cutting it off. In other words, it's separate. He's not allowed to cut his hair. Others say that's asr behana. So it says like a din of kodesh. That's asr behana. I'm not talking about him, I'm on his hair. I more says, yes, the other way now. The Rabbi Elazar, why is he called a kadosh? Hanikra chote. It says he's a chatal nefesh. Why is he called a chote? So he would explain. No, ahu. That's talking about the sayiv nafshe. It's talking about the ma'aser. The pasuk talking about somebody as nazir who became tame and he brought his korbanos for the tuma. So that's he's called a chote. Not because of becoming a nazir, but because of that he became tummy. He wasn't careful, and he was mitami himself with tumas mate. That's why he's called a chote, but essentially he's a kadosh. Okay, see Rashi. Okay, l'shmuel kadosh yeh, gadol pera kai, is going on his hair, shesar asur bana, that his hair is asur bana, avahu atzmo lo nikra kadosh. He's not kadosh, just his hair is asur bana. Well, Rabbi Lazar, chote, he's considered a chote, the saiv, because, as we said, he became a tame. Ketargumo miasher chatal nefesh, it's shashat mikra al chenitma b'meit, that he's became a tame with mate. That's the that was his avera. V'chi beize nefesh chataze, it's out of order here. Mi harag shenikra chote, why is he claiming he's a chote al nefesh? It sounds like he was chote against an enemy. He killed somebody. So mi harag shenikra chote. She'ein mitzvah letzar atzmo. It's not a mitzvah to letzar. Kenamrinan sadike iachli hayalma mi sanilu meseches horias. That if if a tzaddik has good in this world, there's nothing wrong with a tzaddik having enjoying this world also. Again, as long as he enjoys it for the right reasons, for l'shem shamayim. Nikra Kadosh, Reshe Nikra, the beginning of the Pasuk, Kai is going on that, Kadar, he's darshaning, Bishvil Shemitoch Kach, Mimratkim Avanoseim Shemitanak, we said, because by fasting he has a kapara for his verse.